John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes. Actually, we're done. We're leaving now. And okay. I think 3 hours is enough.
I have nothing more.
I said it all.
Said everything I wanted
to
say.
Very complete show. I don't see the
need.
You
got anything?
I can always find something.
That's not encouraging.
Vegan Talk with Deborah Mark.
Yeah, well, a vegan recipe is what we'll
get. It's your podcast that you want with your...
My little vegan talk.
Why not?
My puppy talk.
Sure.
I'm sure you have a few followers.
That's right.
They always email us to defend you.
Vegan vegan recipes and puppies. It'll probably be a big hit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Actually,
a million people will subscribe.
You may get that. That might be the gold mine there.
Well, we've been talking about a move that Sacramento made against a homeless encampment of RVs and cars, which is kind of hard to believe how many they removed. And what's this? Enforcement? I don't know. We'll get to that coming up. Now the criminals are using more high-tech methods to steal your car. We'll tell you what that's about. But we begin with our favorite. By the way, Mayor Dippity Doo is out of the state. He's back east, mostly in New York, promoting his new book.
You demoted him.
Oh, I said mayor?
Yeah.
Oh, I did, right, because I was thinking of Garcetti. I don't know why. I don't know. To me, they're the same.
Yeah, the same guy.
Right?
They are.
Lots of hair product, lots of grooming, lots of trying to look the right part, but just idiots.
And very pretentious and self-conscious about
it. Yes, they're very careful about how they speak and the way they project.
Pumpoons.
Dippity Doo is promoting a children's book that he wrote on dyslexia. He won't be back, I think, until tomorrow. So it's very important that he do this. I don't know. But meanwhile, he was known for saying, it was one of my favorites, hots are getting hotter, the dries are getting drier. So did he say that one? The dries are getting drier?
Yes, I think so. No. The wets are getting wetter,
So it looks like we're going back to the drought restrictions that we had under Jerry Brown. It's probably going to be announced later this week from the State Water Resources Control Board. And here's the list. It would be illegal for you to water landscaping so that more than incidental runoff flows into a road, a sidewalk, or a parking lot. Oh, so in other words, if you're watering your grass so much that it's flooding the roadway, they could come and ticket you.
Yeah, but nobody will. This is
no, I mean, they always threatened us with the water police, but I don't think that was much of a show.
Nobody enforced any of this last time.
Remember, L.A. did have a special squad of water police. Remember that?
A special squad. I think eight guys.
I forget how many it was.
Yeah, eight guys that you'd find at a strip bar.
You cannot wash a vehicle with a hose unless the hose has a shut-off nozzle. So
what?
Be careful of your nozzle. I guess some sort of automatic shut-off. You've seen hoses. You don't work with hoses ever. You don't do anything.
No, I do none of that. I don't do any physical labor.
You know how you can put the nozzle on, and you have a little handle, and it squirts and then shuts off.
How are they going to keep track of my nozzle?
Rather than just runs without it.
You know what I love?
They can inspect your nozzle.
get your hands off it. No, we're in the age also of just mindless lecturing from these busybodies. Everything's a lecture now. You know, with the vaccine and with the masks and the whole COVID thing, and now it's good. Now that's fading away, and it's going to be replaced by water lectures. And we're gonna have a crew come to look up your nozzle and make sure it's shut off. It's like, shut up! You're not doing any of this.
You cannot hose off sidewalks, driveways, patios, and buildings except, I like this, where health and safety are at risk. In other words, perhaps there is vomit and poo from the homeless on your sidewalk or your driveway.
Oh, so you're allowed? Yeah, you're allowed to.
I would think of blood. I don't know. Urine.
Now,
feces.
Guess what? Everybody's going to keep doing that because nobody wants a dirty driveway and a dirty sidewalk.
No. In fact, in one of the towns near me, somebody comes every day, downtown business district, and just hoses everything down.
Good. Keeps it clean.
Although the truck says we use recycled water.
Now, you know what? It is up to the state to give us a water supply. That's their responsibility. We've said this 100 times. They haven't created another reservoir since the 1970s. They're all hung up, worried about the fish, the salmon runs, and what's that other flimsy little weasel fish? that they're always concerned
about. The Delta smelt.
The Delta smelt thing. All right. They've made that decision, right? We passed, I think it was a $14 billion bond 7 years ago. We authorized them to borrow $14 billion, and they have spent almost none of it. Money is sitting in an account, or they've never borrowed it to begin with.
Yeah, I've read that the environmentalists fight any planned project.
Sure they do. Sure they do.
They take you to court.
Because we passed laws that gave them too much power. In a rational world, we would erase a lot of the laws that have hung up everything. You can't build anything. You can't build a house. Can't build a highway. Can't build a reservoir. You can't do anything. It's because this is like full employment for environmental lawyers. You have cases that go for 12 years. Mm-hmm. So you have to change. You have to say, no, we're living in a world where we've got to progress. We've got to move forward. Okay? We allowed a lot of immigration, a lot of illegal immigration. California bloated up to 40 million people. You need a water supply for that. You need more highways for that. You need more housing for that. Instead of complaining all the time, we don't have equity. We don't have... It's like, no, we need to build more. And we pay enough in taxes, and it's their responsibility. And for 40 years, they haven't done their job. And now it's like, well, you know, you got to have a shutoff valve on your nozzle, or, you know, we're going to find you. It's like, you know, see this finger? Got a place for you to put it.
You can't water your grass or your landscaping within 48 hours of rain. Well, we had some rain today.
Yeah,
does
right.
that
they're gonna
qualify?
Who's timing that? That's what I want to know. Who's got the little 48-hour clock going and they're just standing on your driveway?
However, I did find one I think you'll like. I did. I think you'll like this rule.
What?
It would be illegal for homeowners associations to penalize residents who don't water landscaping during the drought emergency. Because you hate the homeowners
association. Oh, anything.
Oh, they can go after people if their grass gets too ugly and you have to water that grass or we're going to fine you.
But, you know, honest to God, it is like a bunch of Faucis and Barbara Ferrers on these homeowners associations. Okay,
that's one of your favorite all-time topics, homeowners boards.
No, because that is the purest form of this oppressive nanny state government. Because you can't control a homeowners association, right?
Right.
You buy into like some kind of development, and you're stuck with. And these people are crazy. They have all day and all night, and all they do is they come up with restrictions. That's what makes them. They makes them aroused.
Hmm.
You know, they are swollen because they can restrict people's activities and restrict the way people decorate their homes and landscape and all that. Oh yeah, yeah.
So these rules that I just mentioned were put in place in 2014, but then they expired in 2017. The Water Board tried to make them permanent 3 years ago, but some powerful local water agencies said no. And Jerry Brown stayed on their side because he needed their help with some water projects. So that was that. But we're here today to tell you that they're going to announce these restrictions again. And I don't even know if it had any effect in 2014.
Other than the goody goods who are going to still be wearing their masks, no one's going to pay attention.
Would imagine it would be the same crowd.
So, you know, wear your mask. Show me your vaccine card. Show me the shutoff valve on your nozzle. Have the timer in the shower. Have the other timer so it's 48 hours after the rain before you water the lawn. You do that. You live your life that way.
All right, we got more coming up.
Idiots. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI. AM640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, quick reminder that right at this time on Friday, we'll be playing the Moist Line, folks, so you can get in there with your calls and leave them on the voicemail. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. It was a major undertaking in North Sacramento at an industrial park. The city removed 160 vehicles from this industrial park. These are people that live out of their RVs and their cars. And you know, it's always the case that once you let this start, it can grow and grow and grow.
You don't let even one.
Enormous amount of vehicles. Holy mackerel.
You know what? The people who are really irritating are the ones who go, well, it's only one tent. It's only one RV. It's not that big a deal. You know, it's one guy. No, it metastasizes like a cancer.
They had to bring in tow trucks. to pull out the ones that either weren't operable or that the person refused to move. This Sacramento Bee story, you're right, it's a classic by somebody named Teresa Clift.
Yeah.
When she interviews people that were going to park there, it's, of course, the most sympathetic characters that she could find for the story.
This first one, strange name.
Yeah, Alice apostrophe A is her first name.
Maybe Alicia.
Oh, I get it.
Alicia Stanley. So she's living in a camper that's busted. She has two kids,
yeah,
14 and 7, and her car was towed on Monday. I was going to sell the car for money for Christmas presents, Stanley said through tears. I don't know what we're going to do for Christmas now.
46 now, years old.
46. How many bad decisions do you have to make in life to end up with two kids in a broken down camper?
She wasn't young when she had them. The last kid, she was 40 years old.
Yeah. Like what have you been doing with your life?
Released from the hospital. She was being treated for pneumonia. Wow. The story's here. I feel like we're being targeted out here,
okay,
she said.
So she's got kids. She wanted to sell the car for Christmas presents. Yeah, right. And she's got pneumonia. And now she feels unsafe. I feel like a target out here tonight, said Stanley, who is single. You know, there are a lot of single mothers, and they go to work, and she has school-age children. So she could go to work, and they could probably survive in a one-bedroom apartment together, right? And so at 46, you haven't figured out how to work enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment for your two kids?
Really? There's a laughable line in the story. Vehicles owned by homeless individuals are subject to the same traffic and parking laws as those owned by everyone else. Oh, really? Meaning the vehicles must be registered and can't be parked in the same place for more than 72 hours. Probably some of those people parked there for months. They finally got around to doing something.
Yeah.
Apparently, they said they laid off the encampment because of the coronavirus.
Oh, stop.
I know. That was a great excuse that all the politicians used.
Oh, yeah. And they're using it to try to explain the crime wave, too, right up to Joe Biden.
Jen Psaki, right?
Yeah. The excuse for everything is like, well, we had the pandemic. Well, how does the pandemic cause crime? Well, it does. You mean the pandemic, you get the virus and you end up with an insatiable urge to bash in the Nordstrom windows and steal purses? Is that one of the signs of the virus? You lose your taste, lose your smell, you get a fever, and you just got to have a $5,000 handbag from Nordstrom's.
Oh, this reporter, wow. She picked out all women.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Gerard, 49, was not offered shelter or housing. She expected her trailer to be towed Monday, which means she'll be sleeping in a tent. She does not feel safe. Crystal Little, 32, moved her RV to a light rail station parking lot. She's not sure she'll be able to stay. This is not representative of any homeless encampment I have ever
seen
in my life.
You know what? Just because they're women doesn't mean they shouldn't be judged by the same standards.
True. I understand that. We
have equity, right? So you judge women the same way you judge men.
Yeah, I'm going with the bias that people have more sympathy for women.
Yeah, well, I don't know. By the time
another woman too, Jenny Wells went to City Hall to try to find out if she can get. Oh, it was all women that were interviewed.
Yeah, she's been
There's
homeless.
Pictures of men, but the people interviewed were all women because they had the best, I guess, sympathetic stories to tell.
If you feel sympathetic about this Jenny Wells has been homeless for 20 years. Now, why would that be? How do you end up homeless for 20 years? Since 2001, really?
It's usually because of addictions or mental illness or both.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what sends you down that hellhole.
That's 7,200 days? So you wake up 7,200 times in a row without a plan. You go to bed at night 7,200 times. You got no goal for the next day. Stop it.
This is what you get if you don't do enforcement. Apparently, remember, the mayor there is Dopey Daryl Steinberg, who used to be the head of the state Senate, so we know him well. And he just introduced a $100 million comprehensive siting plan to address homelessness.
Yeah.
20 new sites for shelters and tiny homes, but none of them have opened yet.
Yeah. Those nonprofits are going to reap the windfall.
Oh.
All these politically connected, crooked nonprofits who've probably donated to Steinberg's campaigns.
No, he's the one that has this right to housing but obligation to take it rule. I don't know if that's part of this enforcement that they did.
I don't think they've implemented that yet. I mean, he's been proposing that.
And right, but what led them to clear out this RV park? It just got to be too
know.
Ugly.
Maybe whatever the local pressure is. It's like, you know, even here in LA, the pressure's gotten too much. So Bonin had to go along with two massive cleanups. This can't go on forever. If these guys want to keep working in politics, they got to get rid of this homeless situation.
All right, coming up next, the true picture of crime in Los Angeles, particularly the robberies. We'll have that and more.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI. AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
The headlines are, like, hard to ignore this afternoon from the local TV stations. Compton homeowner kills armed robber. Teen shot and killed in Boyle Heights, police say. Two suspects tied to organized retail theft crew arrested in Redondo Beach as police see more thefts at the Galleria Mall. 12-year-old boy killed in shooting near Wilmington Elementary School is identified. Second child, woman in critical condition. This is ridiculous. You're not imagining it. Oh, and by the way, a listener pointed out, and I didn't follow this up, but I think it's true. The man that's being charged with killing Jacqueline Avant,
yeah,
the wife of the movie executive, I'm sorry, the music executive. He shot himself in the foot after that when he went to rob another place. He's at Cedar Sinai for treatment, which is a pretty nice hospital. Shouldn't he? The listener said, send him to Mexico to have him.
Now we're going to pay for the best medical treatment to repair his shot off foot.
His shot off foot.
Yeah, good.
It's crazy. The chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, Michael Moore, said today, while overall robberies have decreased about 13% this year compared to 2019, he wanted to leave out 2020 because of the pandemic. This last week, we have seen the highest number of robberies we have seen for a week's period in the entire year.
200 robberies.
They were mostly street robberies. And people mostly had guns. So you're not imagining it. And the headlines I'm seeing on like all the local, and I know they tend to lead with the crime blotter, but that's usually when things are slow. But they know right now that this is on a lot of people's minds.
And it's in all the neighborhoods. It's not just, you know, the usual neighborhoods plagued by gangs. It is now spread all over the city. And that's where there's a lot of viewers. So the TV stations are gonna cover that. There's been an extra 1,665 violent crimes this year. Homicides are up from 317 to 361. It's increased by almost 50% over the last 2 years. Aggravated assaults are up 16% over 2 years. So there is a lot more crime, and there's certainly a lot more spectacular retail crime where they're smashing windows and using guns to frighten and intimidate people.
I heard some clips from the Beverly Hills police chief who were trying to get on the show because unlike this puppet of Garcetti's, Michael Moore, he seems to speak more clearly the truth. And Beverly Hills is one of those places that doesn't, they're just not going to tolerate this. You remember during the unrest in 2020 after the death of George Floyd, I mean, they started like carving off streets. They put up the roadblocks so people couldn't just walk in and protest whatever they wanted, and a few people smashed windows. That's not going to happen here.
First I heard of that.
And they, of course, had the shooting death of the woman I just mentioned, Jacqueline Avant.
People would tell me stories about the Rodney King riot and that Beverly Hills set up a military line.
Like a blockade?
Yeah. A blockade on all the streets that led out to the east, to Los Angeles, so that the riot was never going to invade Beverly Hills.
He put it, I thought, pretty well when he called it a cumulative effect. He had things a little out of sequence. We know it well on this show. It's been 10 years since the prisoner dumping bill, AB 109, was passed. That was 2011. Jerry Brown was governor. That was followed in 2014 by Prop 47, followed a couple of years later by Prop 57. But he mentioned all three. And he says it takes a while, but it's a cumulative effect. It's something that over time sets in and has an effect on crime. And he says that's what, and again, you can throw in the no bail or, you know, less bail.
Oh, yeah. We've added a few cherries to the sundae here.
Right. And all the coronavirus prisoner early releases that they did.
You have to believe that a certain percentage of human beings are bad people, or at least they behave badly and don't control themselves.
Right.
That has to be, I think anybody, even small children understand that. When you're 5 years old, you know in kindergarten, there are a couple of bad kids who cause most of the problems. It's universal understanding. And unfortunately, the people we've elected have this upside down, inside out fantasy world where there are no bad people. So you don't arrest them, you don't prosecute them, you don't jail them, you don't force them to post bail. You just put them back on the street so they can do bad things over and over again. It is unbelievably idiotic and destructive.
And this is rarely mentioned by most of the local media, but we have released tens of thousands of prisoners over the past number of years because it started with the prisoner overcrowding claim. There is still an overseer, especially with the healthcare system in the prisons, because apparently we were neglectful. But this has happened. When you put that many more people out there, you're just going to get more crime. And as we said before, if these guys get released with no bail and released quickly, these flash incarcerations, all the rest of these dopey rules they came up with to keep the inmate population down, you're just adding to the chances of this happening.
Yeah. And they lie about it, or they create situations where many crimes are never counted officially. They're never reported officially. They disincentivized most retail chains from reporting the crimes. And you know, people have given up playing the game. They don't call in all the shoplifting. They don't call in all the robberies. Why bother?
Right.
Why get the robbers upset? You call in the robbery and they get caught, they're going to be bailed out in an hour. No, wait, there's going to be no bail. They'll be out in less than an hour. And if they're pissed off, they're going to come and cause more trouble at your store. Or at least that would be the reasonable fear. If I was in a store, a guy showed up with a gun to rob or to shoplift, why should I report them? He'll be out. He might come back for me. That's what real people feel in the world. Oh yeah, it's a lot of people have that first reaction. It's like whoa! This guy knows where I work.
Yeah,
he might follow me home one night. Yeah, it's a bad situation.
But and at least the police chief admitted what we've all been seeing. There has been an incredible uptick just in the last week or two with these robberies. And that they can't deny. And as you and I like to add, and how many were not reported?
Yeah. Well, because it's true. I mean, most crime is unpunished. Most crime, people are never caught. There's no justice, especially for burglaries, shoplifting crimes. I forgot the statistic for like break-in burglaries in homes. It's like 99% are never solved, those crimes. There's a lot of murders that are never solved.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. More of the John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
More and more till your head bursts. The answer is 15. That's how many people picked Bob Dole in Ghoul Pool 2021. And he passed away at age 97.
Only
the other
15?
Day. You're not going to get a lot of points for a 97-year-old man.
Oh, and he had cancer, too.
He got lung cancer.
Yeah.
That's terrible when you reach that. But they say if you reach an old enough age, you'll get some kind of cancer. You have to.
Yeah.
It's just the body's
Your immune system breaks down.
Speaking of the decay, there's a lot of talk about what do we do with people who decide that they would rather identify as another gender. And then they go and compete in competitive sports. Well, one such person apparently is on the Penn swimming team, and her name is Leah, L-I-A, Thomas, 22 years old. She was a man, previously identified as male. Apparently she's breaking all sorts of women's college swimming records. Raced away from other competitors at a recent event in Akron, Ohio, finishing 38 seconds ahead of a teammate.
Okay.
And 38 seconds in swimming is like a lifetime.
Yeah.
You watch some of the Summer Olympics, they're like within tenths of a second of each other when they finish.
But you know what they they've done? They've all the activists have created this hysteria. Well, they'll start screaming all kinds of names at you if you point out the obvious. I mean, this is just this is just not fair for all the other girls.
According to NCAA,
no one else is going to win a race.
Yeah, according to NCAA regulations, any transgender female athlete can take part in women's events if they've completed a year of testosterone suppression treatment. That apparently is the requirement. The victory on Sunday comes after Leah Thomas also won three events and set three new school records, including two new Ivy League records.
Okay.
So, and I've seen these stories before.
Oh, yeah, there's been quite a few of them.
Right. And there's more people. And I think when she was a male swimmer, she was pretty good, too. So this just makes it difficult because if you're one of the females.
One of the biological females, yeah.
You feel like it doesn't seem fair because it says, you know, males tend to have longer limbs and these are important in swimming. And it isn't just about testosterone suppression. It's probably
No, and it said the musculature is different between men and women. I mean, everybody knows. Again, a five-year-old knows this.
Yeah, I know.
You know, a five-year-old in kindergarten knows there's a difference between boys and girls physically and 100 other ways.
It's probably such a limited number of people that I don't know that, you know, it's going to rise to them having to do something about it because there's just not that many people that are changing genders and then competing, say, in college sports.
There should be like an honest discussion about the fairness here, and there never is because everybody's afraid of the screaming Twitter people. You know, the 1/10 of 1% that dominate these kind of debates.
That's right.
But I think everyone knows what's going on here.
Yeah, it's kind of tough for the swimmers who can't really keep up with that. All right.
Let's, are you late?
Oh, is he just getting there?
He's just rolling in now.
No, 56 is the time. Yeah, I'm usually here at 55, but 56 is the time.
Yeah,
that,
I noticed
that
you go in the other room and
here,
you
right?
chat. I saw that.
All right, we've got a lot to get to tonight, but we also have to promote tomorrow. Paul Thomas Anderson, the director of Licorice Pizza, is coming on with us tomorrow at 6 p.m.
That's right. That's the movie that you're starring in.
Yeah, right. And that's pretty cool, right? So that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Are you good at remembering lines?
The worst. I had three lines to remember in that movie, and I only really nailed two. And the third line was, okay, see you tomorrow. And I was like, okay, I'll see you around. And he was like, no, that's not how it goes. It's I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
I'll see you.
Take three. Okay, see you tomorrow. He goes, no, there's no pause between okay and see you tomorrow. And the crew was looking like, what is this, a radio guy? The radio guy doing a movie, right?
Five words.
This is why radio guys don't do movies, right? But anyway, that's pretty cool. On the other hand, we're also remembering Pearl Harbor on this 80th anniversary of the attack. And there's still people that are alive who witnessed it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're dwindling.
Yeah. And then California is the three most dangerous freeways in the United States. So we got something for everybody tonight.
That's all right. Good to know. That's a wide-ranging program.
Maybe you're on one right now. All right.
Ding dong.
Bring it on, ding dong.
Crozier's coming up. Johnny Kent Show, and it's KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.